traditional Cape Breton fiddle music rang in the announcement of this year's Cape Breton Music Industry Cooperative Hall of Fame inductees. The announcement was made yesterday at Breton Toyota, part of the McDonald Auto Group, who are a presenting partner for the Hall of Fame. This year's inductees come from multiple backgrounds that help to make up the landscape of music in Cape Breton, shaping the past, present, and future for new and existing talent. The first inductee was announced by CB Mike board member Nigel Kearns.
I had the pleasure of working with this first inductee. He's a gracious, consummate professional, great gentleman. Few musicians have carried the sound of Cape Breton across the way of the world the way Buddy McMaster did. Born in Judic, Buddy became one of the greatest ambassadors of the Cape Breton fiddle tradition, preserving the distinctive style passed down through generations of Island's musician. Known for his powerful, bowing, deep repertoire of fiddle tunes, an unmistakable swing, Buddy brought the music to Cape Breton from kitchen parties, community halls, and concert stages across Canada and the United States and around the world. Through his recordings, performances, and many musicians he inspired, including members of his own family, Buddy helped ensure the island's fiddle tradition would continue to thrive for generations. It is my pleasure to announce Buddy McMaster as the 2026 inductee of the Cape Breton Hall of Fame.
The next inductee was announced by Coast 89.7's own morning host, Bill Bradley.
It's my pleasure to induct Mr. Bill McNeil, one of the founding forces behind the Coast 89.7, Cape Breton's community radio station, dedicated to East Coast music and local voices. As general manager of the Coastal Community Radio Cooperative and music director for the station, Bill helped turn the vision of radio, of a radio station focused on East Coast artists, into a reality. His career in broadcasting began in Bridgewater and continued in Sydney before he left radio to work in the most, of course, in the rest of the industry. And then in 2003, he came back. He returned to establish Coastal Community Radio Cooperative and launched the Coast 89.7. Under his leadership, the station has become an important platform for local musicians and a champion of local-owned and operated radio, even earning Radio Station of the Year in 2011, the East Coast Music Awards. It's my pleasure to announce Bill McNeil as a 2026 inductee to the Cape Breton Music Industry Hall of Fame.
The third inductee was announced by CB Mike board member Debbie Mullins.
Gordy Sampson is one of Cape Breton's most celebrated musical ambassadors. I'll get a little emotional, of course. Raised in Big Pond, Gordy built an international reputation as a songwriter, producer, and performer, earning a Grammy Award for co-writing Carrie Underwood's number one hit, Jesus Take the Wheel. His songs have been recorded by some of the biggest names in country and popular music, including Faith Hill, Rascal Flatts, and Keith Urban. Despite his global success, Gordy has remained deeply connected to his Cape Breton roots, regularly returning home to support and mentor emerging artists. Through his songwriting, his collaborations, and his commitment to developing the next generation of musicians, Gordy continues to shine a spotlight on the extraordinary talent that comes from this island. It is my pleasure to announce Gordy Sampson as 2026 inductee of the Cape Breton Music Industry Hall of Fame.
The last inductee was announced by Vice Chair of the CB Mike Board, Madison Greening.
Few songs capture the beauty and the spirit of Cape Breton as powerfully as Out on the Myra. Written by acclaimed songwriter, poet, and folklorist Alistair McGilvery, the song has become one of the island's most beloved musical anthems. Through his writing, Alistair has celebrated the landscapes, languages, and traditions of Cape Breton, preserving stories of its people and its places in song and verse. Out on the Myra, in particular, has resonated with audiences for decades, performed and recorded by numerous artists and cherished by Cape Bretoners both at home and around the world. Through his work as a songwriter and cultural storyteller, Alistair McGilvery has helped share the heart and the identity of Cape Breton through music. It is my pleasure to announce Alistair McGilvery as a 2026 inductee to the Cape Breton Music Industry.
Following the announcements, CB Mike President Mark Bott shared his feelings going into the fourth year of the Hall of Fame.
I'm incredibly excited. Like I said, we're spoiled for choice in terms of who we can induct and who we have the opportunity to induct. So coming up with these four inductees was a labor of love. The committee kind of ranged far and wide to find a good list of candidates, and we're going to be able to produce a fantastic show. It's going to be great.
He shared his feelings on this year's inductees.
I think as a group, it's a fantastic representation of a lot of things about Cape Breton Island. So, you know, with Buddy McMaster representing one of, like, you know, the pioneering influences of Cape Breton fiddle, to Bill McNeil representing kind of the industry side of things and the bridge between music and the population, to a relatively young Grammy Award winner in Gordy Sampson. And then to an iconic Cape Breton song like Out on the Myra with Alistair McGilvery, I think we're hitting kind of a really good microcosm, really good. It demonstrates the breadth of talent and what we have to draw from here on the island.
Bott also discussed the importance of the Hall of Fame amidst a wave of budget cuts from the provincial government to arts, culture, and heritage.
It's incredibly important. I mean, the Hall of Fame does two things. One, it honors kind of the musical legacy of Cape Breton Island, which is synonymous with basically our island culture, but two, the money that we raise allows the Cape Breton Music Industry Cooperative to continue its mission to support the music industry here in the island. So the money raised in the Hall of Fame goes to everything from program development to, you know, funding our operations to album projects. Last year, CB Mike helped produce 23 separate album projects. You know, right to supporting youth programs for some of Cape Breton's underprivileged kids in music. So, you know, if we want to have a musical identity going forward for the next 50 years or the next 100 years, then this work is important, and it's even more important now, where we might be losing some government support, that we make up for it on the other end.
He also spoke to how they might be impacted by the cuts.
In terms of the awards, we'll be able to continue us and put on an amazing show like we always do. Our organization will likely be impacted by the cuts. We don't have anything specific in terms of numbers just yet. But, you know, if the arts and culture sector is being impacted across the board, then we'd be naive to think that that we're going to be immune from that. But that being said, this show and this project has always been largely funded by the business community, by friends of the music industry, and by the fans and patrons who come out and support the show. So as long as that doesn't change, and it doesn't look like it is, then we'll be able to continue doing this.
The Hall of Fame ceremony will take place on June 18th at Center 200 and feature a host of musical acts to help welcome the new inductees into the Hall of Fame. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.